ערב שבת שלום, פרשת עקב. Of the many things that we can speak about in פרשת השבוע, I actually want to fast forward to the end of the parasha. There is something famous at the end of this week's parasha that we say three times a day, which is the second parasha of Kriyat Shema, V'hayah Im Shamoa. And the Gemara says that the reason why the Chachamim instituted that we say this specific parasha, V'hayah Im Shamoa, twice every day, well, not the Chachamim, but even though De'oraita, yes, De'oraita, it's the first pasuk. So let's say it's the Chachamim, according to Rova Poskim. Why is it that they instituted that? And the order of Ve'ahavta versus Ve'ahayah Im Shamoa, we start with Ve'ahavta because the first thing that we want to start with is Kabbalat on Malchut Shamayim, to accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty, the yoke of heaven. Number two, Ve'ahayah Im Shamoa, is to teach us the idea of Schar Ve'onesh, to teach us the Ikar of reward and punishment. Listen very carefully, Rabotai. What is this? On mitzvot, yeah. No, where? Kabbalat on mitzvot plus sachar ve'onesh. Yeah, same idea. Now, Rabotai, there's a very interesting Mishnah. Everybody knows this Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, which would seem to, you know, it would seem a little difficult to understand based on Parashat Ve'ahayah Im Shamoa. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, Ben Azai Omer, Heve Ratz Lemitzvah Kala Uvoreach Min Avera. Always run to even seemingly insignificant, quote-unquote, mitzvot, and run away from any and all averot. Shemitzvah goreret mitzvah, va'avera goreret avera. Because what? One mitzvah begets another mitzvah, and an avera begets another avera. And the Mishnah ends off, sheschar mitzvah, mitzvah. Uschar avera, avera. Which means what? That as a result of doing mitzvah, the reward for that mitzvah is another mitzvah. And the punishment for doing an avera is another avera. It would seem, based on the Mishnah, it would seem that there's no such thing as reward in this world for the mitzvot that we do. And be'emet, there's a Gemara, Masechet Kiddushin, Daf Lametet Amud Bet, the Gemara says, Schar mitzvah, behai alma leka. There is no reward in this world for mitzvot. Everything is la'olam abba. Now, if that's the case, asks the Michtab Eliyahu, Gaon Rabbi Eliyahu Eliezer Desna, Zechet Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, Mashgiach Panovich. He asks very intuitively, he says, but it doesn't, one second, how can that make sense? Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. The only reward you have for a mitzvah is a mitzvah. Look at the psukim. V'haya im shamawa tishme'o en mitzvotai, asher anochim tzavei etchem, and then the whole thing, v'natatim et haratzachem v'aito, rain, and things are going to grow, and parnasa v'chule. And what might you say? Okay, these are reward for small mitzvot, ma pitom. What does the Torah say these things come to reward? V'ayayim shamoa tishmeo el mitzvotai, asher anochim mitzvei etchem ayom, le'ahava et Adonai Elohim, ul'ovdo b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. It comes as a result of, comes as a reward for loving Hashem, serving Hashem, the things that are the basic tenets, the fundamental points of Judaism. We get rewarded for with all of these seemingly, you know, earthly matters. How is it that the Mishnah can tell us that the only sachar that you get for doing mitzvot is more mitzvot, when the Torah says beferush, you do mitzvot, you get money, you get parnasah, you get health, you get nachat, which one is it? And says Rav Dessler, something unbelievable that really changes the, you know, the perspective of a Torah Jew. Listen very carefully. He quotes the Rambam, who says, in Perek Tet of Ilchot Teshuvah, I want to quote to you the words of the Rambam. He says like this. Yivtichanu batorah, she'im na'ase ota besimcha uvtovat nefesh, v'negeh bechokhmata tamid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us in the Torah Kedoshah, that if we follow in the paths of the Torah, and we constantly learn the Torah, she'yasir mimenu kol ha'devarim ha'mon'im otanu mil'asota, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will promise that He'll remove anything that prevents us from fulfilling the Torah mitzvot. Kegon, choli, u'milchama, v'ra'av, v'chayotze b'ayin, illness, war, hunger, and all sorts of other calamities. V'yashpi'a lanu kol ha'tovot ha'machzikot et yadenu la'asot ha'torah. And conversely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shower us with abundance and all sorts of goodness that will be able, that will give us the opportunity to fulfill the Torah. Kegon, sova, which is satiation, v'shalom, v'ribui kesev zahav, all sorts of, you know, parnasa. כדי שלא נעסוק עוד ימינו בדברים שהגוף צריך להם, because otherwise a person's going to be busy his whole life chasing parnasa and these things and not have time for Torah. אלא נשב פנויים ללמוד בחוכמה ולעשות המצווה כדי שנזכה לחיי העולם הבא. In order for us to be able to sit and learn peacefully and quietly to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through peace and tranquility, which will eventually lead us to חיי העולם הבא. רבותיי, the Rambam just dropped a bomb. And he says, all of the wonderful rewards that the Torah says, which is Yoreh Umalkosh, and Parnasa, and health, and peace, and no wars, and all of these things, are not actual rewards. They are a means to an end, says the Rambam. They are only vehicles. Hashem says, they're vehicles. I'm going to let you live in peace so that you can continue. You pursue the Torah. B'chol levavchem u'chol nefshechem. I'm going to allow you to continue to pursue it amid peace and tranquility. These are just means to an end. They are not actual rewards. The actual reward, says the Rambam, explaining the psukim is what? Hashem says the reward is you learn Torah, you did mitzvot. Hashem says the reward is more Torah, more mitzvot. Hashem says I'm going to allow you to continue to pursue what you show that you love. But the question is where a person puts the dagesh. The Rambam sets it up in a way that is, you know, different people. You can have a person who's a ben Torah that also goes to pursue a parnasa. But the difference is, what's the focal point of a person's life? Yeah? What's the focal point of a person's life? For some people, the Torah is Kim Chayin Baruch Emenu. Ma na'aseh, we have the Klala of Adam Arishon, you gotta eat, you gotta feed your wife, you gotta feed your children. Ma ta'aseh? But really, every waking moment, like the Pele Yoetz says, Pele Yoetz is very funny. He says sometimes people came to complain to him that what? In Parnasa, there's no customers, there's no clients. He says, keep yourself fully stocked in your workplace, keep Sfarim over there. He says, every time it's quiet, take out a sefer, open up. He says, Sgulat Paduka Musa, that customers are going to, you know, as soon as you open a sefer, the phone starts ringing off the hook and emails and then, and some customers walk in. Why? The Yitzhara wants to make sure that you're not going to do, you know, mitzvot are okay, whatever, but just not Torah. Rabotai, which means that everything we do in this world, and not only that, the material pursuits of such a ben Torah become, they themselves become vehicles of the mitzvah. Where's the proof to that? I want to tell you another one of my Rishiva, Alav Shalom, Agon and Shmuel Berman, was a Chatzadik Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Rishiva of Mir in Brooklyn. So he used to say this pshat, I heard him say it many, many times, such a beautiful pshat. The Gemara, Masechet Makot, the Fiyod Amud Aleph, the Gemara says a story that the Torah protects a person. The Torah is like an Eir Miklat. The Torah protects a person from death. And the Gemara tells a story that Rav Chasda, Migdolei Amoraim, Kadosh Baruch Hu decided it was his time to pass away, it was time to go, and he sent the Malach HaMavet to go get him. The only problem was, the Gemara says, Rav Chasda, Lahava Pasik Pumei Megirsa. He never stopped learning. He just learned and learned and learned. And the rule is that when a person's learning Torah, the Malach HaMavet can't get him. Who else had the same thing in history? David HaMelech, right? Can't get him. He's untouchable while he's learning Torah. What happened? Rav says that one time after Shir, there was a tree outside. Where would they go? There's something called Arzad de Birar. There's a tree outside of the yeshiva. And the Talmidim used to climb up the tree. And I don't know if they had like tree houses there or whatever it was, but they used to climb up the tree and then go, you know, sit and think and ponder what they just, in order to clear their heads, they'd go up there and ponder their learning. So he went up and the Satan, the Malach HaMavet, made the branch cracked for a second. He got startled. He stopped. Boom. And that's how he killed him. Fine. Ad kan lashon ha-gemara. Frekter Shiva Alav Shalom says, one second. I don't understand. Rav Chasda, Rishonim ki malachim, Tanaim ve-amoraim, the smallest of whom could be mechayem etim. Granted, 100%. But guess what? He was Yilud Isha. He was a human being. Part of being a human being, a person's got to eat. He's got to sleep. Chutz me-akavod, he has to use the restroom. There's human bodily functions that a person has to carry out. How could the Gemara so easily say that Satan had to wait for he's got to crack the branch to startle him? Why don't you get him when he's eating? How about when he's sleeping? How about maybe when he's chutz me'akavod using the restroom? What do you mean he didn't stop? You can't learn Torah in the bathroom. Matagid, you ever thought about that question? What does it mean? La ava pasik poem megirsa. What does that mean? Says the Rishiva Alav Shalom, says that this comes to teach us a very big rule in Avodat Hashem. Yes, you better believe that there's a lot of bodily needs out there. And, you know, don't stop there. There's eating, drinking, sleeping, all those, and there's working, and there's doing exercise, and there's many things in this world that are not exactly, you know, learning Torah. And yet, everything has to do with the machshava. If, you know, the mekubalim, before they do any mitzvah, they say l'shem yichud. L'shem yichud k'shav erichu. They try to kind of direct, concentrate their kavanah on what they're about to do. If a person doesn't have to be a verbal l'shem yichud, but if in a person's mind, if a person's kavanah is whatever I do is l'shem yichud k'shav erichu shchintin. I'm eating and I'm drinking and I'm sleeping and everything, you better believe Rav Chasda, everything he did, every material, bodily, physical pursuit that he did was for one purpose only. To be able to learn, to be able to do the mitzvot, and to be able to be stronger to do the Avodat Hashem. When the Rosh Yeshiva Alam Shalom, I remember his words. When a person sits down to eat a meal, I'm not even talking about on Shabbat, even a regular meal, or goes to sleep, or whatever it is, with kavanah, just a small kavanah. A Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doing this, so I should get strength to serve you better. That becomes, in the eyes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's like you're learning the hardest Tosfot and Shas. At that moment. And that's why the Gemara says that Be'emet Rav Chasda, he never, ever stopped learning. Because throughout it all, 24 hours a day, his mind was connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same thing applies if that person goes to work. Not everybody can sit and learn all day. Happens to the best of us. Matase. Yeah? Guess what? When you go to work with the Kavanah, I have a mitzvah. First of all, I have to support myself. In Torah, I have to support my wife. Mitzvah. She'era kesukah ve'onatah lo yigra. I have to support my children. Gamken, mitzvah ta'aseh. Some say it's bichlal, t'nai ketubah. Anyway, mikol makom, whatever it is, a person has to remember, if you put this, I want to make money to be able to send my children, pay tuition to send them to yeshivot kedoshot. Eze kavanot tehorot. All that time that a person's spending on working, whatever, that's all considered bichlal limud Torah. Anything that a person does when he's mechaven kavanato towards avodat Hashem, that is, those things become vehicles to Avodat Hashem. And the real Sechar Hashem is going to see, it says, the Rambam explaining these psukim, Hashem says, I'm going to give you more mitzvot. I'm going to give you more Torah. Why? That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu zakot at Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Am Yisrael. Lefichach, because he loves Am Yisrael, doesn't say he gave them work, doesn't say he gave them Gandhi. Lefichach ma'asa lahem, hirba lahem Torah mitzvot. He loves them so much, what? He gave them more Torah, more mitzvot. That's the epitome of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's love. That's why Rashi says, it's a very last Mishnah, Masechet Makot, Daf, Kav Gimel Amud Bet. The Gemara says, what does it mean, Lefichach Hirba Lahem Torah Mitzvot? There's many, many things that we do anyways, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu made mitzvot out of them just for what? To give us sachar. Right? You eat on Shabbat. Who doesn't like to eat? Hashem says, Tfadda, go eat, and guess what? You'll eat, and you'll do a mitzvah. There's plenty of things that a person hates doing. Who wants to eat blood? Ugh. Who wants to eat bugs? Mapitum. Yeah, Hashem says, wonderful. You're not going to do it anyway? Tov, you know what I'll do? I'll make a love out of it so that when you abstain from doing it, you'll get sechar for it. That's how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. It just has to do with what? Hashem loved us enough to give us those mitzvot and those averot. Leharbot lanu sechar. What do we have to do? Come towards Him and have the kavanah for that. Not eat. Lichod, right? Lichod ha-beten. Ela. Not abstain from certain things. Ugh, it's disgusting. No, mapitom. You go. The Rambam actually says in the Zaktama of Pirkei Avot, it's called Shmona Prakim. The Rambam writes, he brings it's actually a Sifri, that when a person sees Nevelot Utrifot and stuff like that, Basar Bechalav, you shouldn't say, ugh, that's disgusting. What should you say? Say, I would love, not, right? Sometimes you see these advertisements, Shtabach Shemu, right? But, that's how they get you. You know how much they invest all these companies in mind games? They try, right, Joe? They try to control it. I once read a study. How much does it cost 30 seconds during the Super Bowl for a commercial? Yeah? It's a lot of money. How do you crunch? How do you get a message across in 30 seconds? Do you know how much money these people invest to try to get into people's brains and manipulate them? To buy their product or to, you know, to sign up for whatever it is. So much. A person, you know, the human mind is a very, very fascinating thing. And people, you know, psychologists and stuff like that, they try to break the code, to crack the code, to get into people's mind so that what you start to live, oh, I can't live without it. They make people zombies to think that if I don't have this, I need miskin. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole idea behind the advertisements. That's the chokhmah. And yet, says the Rambam, you should think, I would love nothing more to have that. Aval, mani ase, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a mitzvah. Just a bach shemo. If a person goes with kavanah like that, it's a tremendous thing. It's a really, really big thing. And that really is all of the rewards that the Torah speaks about, the parnasah and the health and the peace and everything, is only to beget more and more and more mitzvot. Sheshchar mitzvah mitzvah, uschar avira avira. I will have a wonderful Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom Borach, Tzikul Shem Rabot. Enjoy. Bring the light of Shabbat and the light of the Torah Kedoshah to Am Yisrael. Hashem Yisrael, Hashem, lifnei mi atem mitarim, umi mitar etchem, avim shabashamayim, rabotai, get out there, go show the beauty of the Torah to Am Yisrael. This is a wonderful opportunity. Shtabach Shema, without Shabbat Kodesh, without the Torah Kedoshah, we'd be lost. Ma anachnu machayenu, can you imagine we didn't have Shabbat Kodesh? Efayinu, lost. Person going insane. Can you imagine we didn't have Torah Kedoshah? Empty. Like, without Torah, what are we? Like a turtle. What are you? Klum. Zil. That's the beauty of Am Yisrael. Go show them. Show them the ahava. Le'olam teh simol docha v'imim yukarib. Show people the beauty of the Torah Kedoshah. Show them the, look what's inside. Not fake, fluffy Judaism. All sorts of, that's different. Show them the real thing. Connect to them. Connect to fellow Jew. The Panavitcher Rav, I know I'm going off on a tangent, but the Panavitcher Rav, Yosef Shlomo Kahneman, Zichet Tzadik V'Racha, used to say, the best method of Keruv, the best, is sit down with a person and learn with him Daf Gemara. Sit down with a person, Chiluni Negamer. Put a kippah, if he wants to put a kippah, Beseder. Even if he doesn't want to put a kippah, Al Tida. Sit down and learn Gemara with him. Or anything else. Why? The Ma'or Sheba, the light of the Torah Machzirato Lemutar, brings him back. The Torah reels in everybody. There's a special key that the Torah holds that nobody, a person who's B'nei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, if the Torah doesn't unlock a person's heart, you got to check his yichus. Ulai Yishama Ba'ayah. Zeh Emet. Because why? There's something in the Torah Kedoshah that moves a person. Be'im Ke Nishmato. Shabbat Kodesh is the same thing. The Gemara in Yerushalmi says, Lo Nitanu Shabbatot B'yamim Tovim L'Yisrael, Ela Kedesh Shi'asku Ba'im B'Torah. The point of Shabbat is what? People work all week long. Iskenin, En Mara Asot, Hidur Klala, Beseder. Ela Ma'am, Ma'ya Asub Shabbat. B'Shabbat they'll come, they'll learn more Torah. People, unfortunately, they come Shabbat, they sleep the whole thing off. Yasu Kiddush, Yuchlu, Zeo, Suda Shlishit, Abdana. The Shabbat Zeh? It's not Shabbat. Shabbat, yes, there's two elements. There's the Zechor, there's the Shamor. Nachon, Onik, Shabbat, Bezeh. But don't forget, the real Onik is the Onik and Neshama. There's Onik Shel Aguf also, Bevadai, it's Mitzvah, Mitzvah Mitzvah Sofrim. But there's also Onik Shel Neshama. Rabotai, go bring, don't wait for the Shabbat project. Every week is Shabbat project. Go bring them in, teach them, show them, Tar'eh Lahim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting. This is the Dor Shel Mashiach. We spoke about on Tish'a B'Av. This is it. Reel him in. Prepare the world for Mashiach Tzidkenu. He's here. He just wants to reveal himself. Yeah, somebody sent me this week that Mashiach has arrived in New York State, but he's been told that he has to quarantine for 14 days. Anyway, Bekitzur, Aval, Mikol Makom, now they have checkpoints. They have the checkpoints. So, in Manas. Aval, if you see a white donkey in quarantine, you know. Anyway, Aval Rabotai, Zeh Emet, that's the beauty of the Torah Kedoshah. Ashrehem Yisrael, look at Am Yisrael. What would Reb Levi Yitzchak say? Bring Reb Levi Yitzchak to Great Neck to see. Everybody's scrambling to make Eruvin Vizeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yibonosh Shel Olam, look at your children. Look how much they love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They won't think, say that, Eruv, no Eruv. No, Yishtabach Shemo. Come check this, come check that. Why? Retzonenu La'asot Retzonecha. We want to do the Retzon Hashem, Rabotai. I'll leave you off with that. Shabbat Shalom Barach. Thank you for listening and take care.